Okay, so we're holding in the first parak of Brachos, the second Mishnah. So, first parak of Brachos, we're dealing with the halachas of Kriya Shema, and we're at the second Mishnah, which will deal with the morning time, the Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. Me'emes la'ikorin es Shema b'shachris. From when do we read the Shema in the morning? Remember again, the pasuk is going to be uvukumecha, in your getting up. So the similar machlokas is going to, ambiguity is there. Is it, when people get up? So the answer is, the first pshat is, Mishayakir bin techeles lelavan. People start getting up from when it's starting to get light outside. Now remember, yesterday we had a shiur called Alos HaShachar, or Amur HaShachar, which we'll say are the same thing for now, which is, let's say, perhaps 72 minutes before Nates. Nates means, the word Nates means like a spark, or a sprout, because the sun sparks over the horizon. So first light appears, let's say, 72 minutes before sunrise. But that's still, unless you're looking, you don't see it. In fact, if you go look, you probably won't see it anyways. It's be perfectly dark. And so, so the first light that people get benefit from is when they start waking up. And that, shir is ben techeles lavan. You can tell the difference between techeles, that blue color techeles, and the lavan, white. Now the Mefarshim question, even in a very dark room, if you see white and blue, you can probably tell the difference. They question what it means. Some say, if you look at the tzitzis, if anyone has like the gra tying on their tzitzis, the gra techeles, so the loops are very close together, that would be enough. Some say that the pshat is it's if you dye a single ball of wool, let's say, in there, it's blue, techeles color, but there are patches of white in there, you can see the patches. Either way, the halacha comes about 50 minutes. This is the halacha, so you have about 50 minutes before Nates is when it's time to start putting on Talis and Tefillin, playing a baruch on them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben Techeles Lekarsi. He is more strict. He says it has to be enough light that you could see the difference between Techeles, the blue color, and Karsi. Karsi ostensibly means a leak, which is a green color. That's the Rav's pshat, which of course would mean more light because they're closer together, and therefore you would need to be closer to Nates. Rashi's pshat elsewhere is that Karsi is indigo. Indigo is a dye. It's a very difficult pshat because Gemara Menachos, the Samach Aleph, says that you can't tell the difference between indigo and techeles. In fact, the patil techeles, the guys who make the techeles that you find in most of the stores today, one of their big proofs that their techeles that comes from the snail, this Murex truncula snail, is the real techeles, is because molecularly speaking, the molecule that gives the dye is identical. It's the same molecule, both in the indigo dye and in the Murex truncula snail chilazone dye. So it's very, very difficult. Either way, the color indigo is used today. It's in denim, jeans. What color is the blue jeans is the color indigo. So according to Rush, that would be a pshat. It's a very difficult pshat. Okay. V'gomra ad ha'netzachama. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to finish by the time Nates happens. You have to say Shema before Nates comes. And Mefarshim discuss if after that is just too late, or just that's a lechachil and there's a b'diavad. Either way, one thing's for sure, this is the preferred way to say the Shema. Everyone agrees to that. Ideal time to say Shema is before Neitz HaChama, so you can daven Kavasikin, like the guys who love mitzvahs, and say Shema Esrei as it becomes first, as the sun comes over the horizon. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Shalosh Shos, he says, which is what we're more familiar with, which is you have until 3 hours in the day. Again, my guess is a Shaos Zmanios, they're like halachic hours, to say Shema. There's an opinion that it's the beginning of the third hour. We paskin the end of the third hour. Again, the same focus as yesterday. If the hours go from sunrise to sunset, and 12th of those is 1 hour, or from alos till tseis, right? That's a big machlokas. I think in Eretz Yisrael, I stand to be corrective, I think in Eretz Yisrael people tend to be machmir for the Magen Avraham, the more strict opinion, which goes from alos to tseis. You see this in America, I think people just go with the grah and the Balatanya, but I think in Israel many are strict for the Magen Avraham. That's my understanding. In London, sunrise is so early, you're lucky if you make anything. So, Sheken Derech B'nei Malachim La'amod B'Shalosh Shos, because the way of B'nei Malachim, the children of kings, rich kids, is to get up to the third hour. You might be familiar with that by your own children, right? They don't get up necessarily at the crack of dawn. So, that's the halacha, but you have until the end of the third hour. For sure. There's lots of Hasidic Torahs, if we can call them those, that that Klal Yisrael are B'nai Malachim, right? The halacha goes against, because even though most people get up early, but we have the status of B'nai Malachim, we're the sons of Hashem. Okay, the main portion, they'll bring that stuff. Hakor Mekan Ve'elech, if you read from this point and onwards, i.e. after the third hour, Lo Hifsid Ka'adam Hakor B'Torah, you didn't lose. It's like a person reading the Torah. So the Mefarshim say, what do you mean didn't lose? What's that talking about? You lost the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So it explains, the Pashup Pshat is, that it's talking about you didn't lose the brachas, the opportunity to say the brachas. You can still say the brachas of Kriya Shema. I'll take a minute to explain this. So normally when it comes to a bracha, it's a berachas mitzvah, you say, Asher Kedushan mitzvah of a tivano, and you can't make a hefsek, of course, and the bracha goes on the maisa. The Pashup Pshat is that the brachas on Kriya Shema aren't those kind of brachas. They're not really brachas on the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema. There's always shared kiddushan mitzvah yisav tivano, right, to say Kriya Shema. They're just separate brachas. The brachas, of course, the morning, for example, Yotza Or, right, and Ahava Rabbah. They're brachas on Hashem's world and on the Torah and so on and so forth. And therefore, even if you miss Shema, you can still say those brachas, and you should say those brachas. You have to say those brachas. Okay, I think lahalacha we say there's a machlokas if it goes the whole day you could say those until the evening or not. We pasken you should say with the same time as a normal shachris, which would be lachachil at the end of the fourth hour. So in other words, you missed Shema because you overslept, whatever it was. You should still say the brachas. That's a mitzvah. That's the rabbanon, and you should say by the fourth hour and b'diavad you have till midday. Okay. Interestingly, you should note the Ramban holds that the Ava Rabba is actually Bimkom Asher Kedushan B'Mitzvosav, and that's like the bracha. And if you didn't say it, you actually would say a bracha. Like, for example, if you said Ava Rabba, you're not going to say it again, but you've neglected to say Shema for whatever reason, you would then say a bracha Asher Kedushan B'Mitzvosav Zivano Al Kriya Shema and say Shema. Very, very interesting. That's not lahalacha, of course, but what is lahalacha, the Ramban, people are scared of him. You know, people, when they say in Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you see those three words, Kel Melech Ne'eman, to bring the number of words of Shema from 245 to 248. The Art Scroll has established that firmly as the Hanhaga, but many don't like it because the Ramban says that's a hefsek between the brach of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. I don't like that. And therefore, they give a different, more complicated etza about adding up the vows. That's a complicated story to get to 248. Either way, that's why people don't like saying Kel Melech Ne'eman. Okay, fine. So what's Ka'adam HaKorah B'Torah mean? That means that let's say Pashup Pshat is that when you're you've missed the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, of course you're still saying the words of Torah, and that's a mitzvah in its own right.